This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run over to Venice, Louisiana, and check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what he's up to. Good morning, Mike. How in the world are you?
Trying to dry out. We finally got some of that rain.
Did you?
Afternoon. Yep.
Well.
But you got electricity back, so that's a plus.
Well, that'll work.
How long ago was electricity up?
I don't know. When I left here, they were replacing an entire light pole and transformer and everything.
Oh.
And car had hit it, and what a nightmare.
Oh, I know. Weather is something else.
They pulled the plug on me, man.
Well, I ain't got another report. I mean, I had to cancel everything, you know, because of that mess.
Well,
back on the water this morning.
Well, let's talk about what you're going to do today, your big game plan. I know you got one.
You know, there's two choices. You go right or you go left. You'll get that marina. You can either turn on the blanket right or turn on the left. So I'm going to just fill my people out when I get here this morning.
Right.
Got to figure out what the water's going to look like. I mean, I woke up to lightning and thunder this morning, and just a little squall come through here. Crazy, too, is coming from the southwest going northeast. It missed me, but I think Port Sulphur up that way, they caught it pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
This weather, you can't figure it right now.
No, it's been a strange year, man.
Yeah, it has. Have to deal with it, you know. And luckily, I've missed all that rain by being on the water.
Right.
Last Sunday, you know, we had some of that mess developing already, and we had a deal come out of that east and got right on top of us. And I said, we're probably going to have to run from this. I said, but I'd like to keep popping. Lightning quit, and then it just turned the mist around for about 30 minutes. Never had to put no rain gear or nothing on it. This actually felt good.
Yeah.
One thing about it, it's hot. It's 82 degrees here right now. So, you know.
And balmy.
We're going to bump up there about 92. And, you know, but how hot to get down there? I said, get about 92 is our average, but 92 on that water is hot.
Yeah, it is.
Especially, you know, wind blowing, and there's not a drop of wind blowing right now. I figured it would be with that squall that come through, but it's
no,
not.
I'm looking at it, you're dead calm over there.
Yep. So, imagine this boat ramp's going to be a really fun time this morning.
We got a southwest wind anywhere from 3 to 9 miles an hour, depending on what part of the bay you're on. Offshore, it's up a little bit, 13 to 16. But
I haven't talked to anybody who's even fishing this week, except one of my buddies. He fished Monday, and he went over towards Yellow Cotton and stuff. He caught a handful of trout. Like you said, he caught 12 bulls. So that was, Bull Reds showed up now doing their thing. He said, you can get on any point over on them little islands that we got left. And them 10, 12 inch redfish were just, he said, they're worse than the croakers. Pretty good. You know, the only thing that had really showed up on us hard is catfish. I don't know why.
Yeah, this time of year, you normally catch them big blues, huh?
Yeah, even the gaff top and the hardheads, they're just not, I shouldn't say that, they'll probably eat me alive today, but, you know, I'm one of the few that just, you know, pure fishermen throw pure plastic spoons and stuff like that. So, but the gaff top, though, they don't care. They're going to eat it. Put it in their face, they don't eat it. So,
oh yeah.
But there is flounder showing up. Matter of fact, somebody caught 6 in the marina the other day.
Well, do you know anything related to this? This was a press release out of New Orleans. A listener sent it to me about Louisiana on Thursday. They canceled $3 billion repair of disappearing Gulf coastline that was funded by that 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill settlement. And they're scrapping what conservationists called an urgent response to climate change, but Governor Jeff Landry viewed as a threat to the state's way of life. And despite years of studies and reviews, the project at the center of Louisiana's coastal protection plan grew increasingly imperiled after Landry, a Republican, took office last year. Its collapse means that the state could lose up to more than $1.5 billion in unspent funds and may even have to repay the $618 million it's already used to begin the building. And
I'd like to know where they begin.
Yeah.
We had all this. We had all that dredging money.
Right.
And they done Tiger Pass. You know, they started it because the jetties are probably a mile out in the Gulf now by themselves.
Right.
So they started dredging it. And it got right to the end of what marsh was left and declared there was too many pipelines that they couldn't finish the job. So why you bid the job knowing
you had all that structure on the bottom anyway? Yeah.
Yeah. And so they quit it. And so now we still don't have Tiger Pass. I mean, those potential guys, we won't even try to run. I mean, it's just...
Tiger Pass is just totally filled in?
I mean, there's a foot of water out there. You know, they dredged it. I mean, you got 20 foot of water till you get to the end of the marsh.
Right.
What marsh is left. And then from there to the jetties, they didn't complete. And it's 3/4 to a mile till you get to them jetties out there. You know, I come to them from the outside.
Yeah.
Come out of Red Bass and go that way. But, you know, it's a total waste of money right there. Totally. Because, you know, back in the day, that was a pass that the Coast Guard kept marked. That, you know, big boats could come in. But now all you've got on that east side is Red Bass.
Yeah, I remember James and all of them when they were down there tarpon fishing all those years, they used Tiger Pass all the time.
Absolutely. I mean, it was the shortest way to the Gulf. You know, I mean, Red Pass is shorter, but Red Pass comes out, you know, 5 miles above Diner Pass.
Right.
So, but, I mean, in the Red Pass, I mean, it don't have 5 foot of water, so they don't sail boats or anything like that to come in there.
Mm-hmm.
I give up. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen.
They did say in this article, it said the Louisiana Trustee Implementation Group, that's a mix of federal agencies. They're overseeing the settlement funds, and yeah, can you imagine what a mess that is? But they said that the unused project funds will be available for future Deepwater Horizon restoration activities, but would require review and approval. So they can fight over that for 20 years till they decide on what to do with it, I guess. So,
well, who knows? This project, man, out here, I forgot how many billions that LPG plant cost to build, and you can't drive down Highway 23. I mean, you would have thought that takes it, but no. Now, from my place to Venice, there's no problem. But from Venice back to Belchase, it is unbelievable. Now, understandably, you got all that heavy duty equipment, trucks, and all that that's come down through there, but it wasn't fixed even before that. So, I don't know. I really don't. We're just living in a different world.
Yeah. We are.
But, if you was to come down here, how long has it been since you've been down here?
Oh, gosh. Probably 18, 20 years.
Well, you'd be shocked.
I've been here almost 18 years. Yeah, so it's been 19 or 20 years since I've been down there.
Yeah, you'd be totally shocked. I mean, I'm shocked every time. I mean, going down the river and stuff, you can't tell nothing. But once you break off that river,
yeah,
I'm telling you, Pilot Town, right there before you get to the other passage.
Right.
Then you got Pilot Town at the end of the river. But right there at the head of the passes, the Gulf's going to be pouring in. Well, it's already into the river.
Man.
You go down Octave and hit, say, flatboat that goes back to the Horseshoe Pond. Mm-hmm. The Horseshoe Ponds are pushed all the way up to the back of the Pilot Town.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, you know, used to, I could go hide. Never see another boat. Now, they go hide.
Well, there's the erosion over there is just unbelievable. What they say, a football field of land mass is lost per hour or something like that over there?
Yep, exactly.
That's a lot of square miles of land disappearing right before your eyes.
Yep. Land Bay used to be one of the pristine, most popular places to go fish. And the Gulf is pushed all the way into Pascagoula from Land Bay. So, I mean, the problem we have now is that, you know, springtime, late winter, you got river water pushing in there, and there's no protection for them fish.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a saddening situation, what it is. But, you know, and they want to talk about all them diversions they spent all that money on that's really going to build stuff back. And them diversions haven't done one single thing.
No.
You know, and the sad part of it is...
Made somebody a lot of money, though.
Yeah. The sad part of it is the guys that's behind that and the all-knowing, they said, well, it takes about 50 years for one of them to work. up close. Really.
Okay.
50 years. And you wipe out habitat.
Yeah, you do.
You know, because
that's the biggest issue with what we do is habitat loss, man. It's, you know, it's, you talk about a game changer.
Well, I mean,
man,
it's just, you know, I think your way. I mean, what did filling in rollover bass do?
It didn't help, I can tell you that. It's a lot of people crying the blues over that now. But we're going to get a real nice pier out of it. Multi-million-dollar pier system and all that out into the Gulf.
Okay.
That'll be completed by
August. You could swim out there and sit on a pile and catch some really big trout.
Catch some giant, big old gator trout, buddy. You ain't a kid.
Yep.
All right, man.
You know.
I got to run, buddy. And I know you do, too. You got to go get in line.
I'll fix getting in line.
Atta boy.
About half a mile.
All right, man. We'll throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come down and fish with you, Mike.
832-338-9376.
All right.
Everybody be safe out there. Still thinking about all them youngins.
I know. It's a terrible thing. All right. You have a good day. Thanks, Mike.
Later.
All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs with a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Galveston, Texas, Tiki Island, check in with Captain James Plogg, see what's happening with him this morning. James, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, I'm trying to some boats and everything else.
Got a little early morning tournament action today, buddy.
Hey, man, the older I get, the stupider I get. You're supposed to get smarter when you get older. You just get more stupid.
It happens, man. I don't even feel sorry for you.
Come on, man. Throw me a bone, dude.
I ain't throwing you no bone. You need to throw me a bone, brother.
Man, that ain't no lie.
Life's good, man. I'm just sitting here talking fishing and drinking coffee and watching the Open. It's all good, man. Life's good.
Oh, man, I'd be big time. I'd be just now getting through talking to you, get the Open going on, run, hit a few golf balls, come back.
Yeah.
I had a monster plan, but it just ain't too monster now.
You're fishing this is that same tournament you fish David Carroll and him every year, isn't it?
Same one I piss and moan about every year.
Oh Lord.
Hey, the Open ain't on till 9, right? Or is it on right now?
It's on right now, man. I'm DeChambeau, man. Good. He hit a drive. He ended up on a cart bath, so he had to hit a provisional. So his ball's in the middle of the fairway and he's hitting his fourth shot on that par four, and he puts it up there close and makes bogey. I mean, anybody else would have probably doubled or tripled. He's two or one under for the round this morning. He's coming back.
Okay, I guess what
he ain't going to catch Scotty though. I can tell you that.
No, I guess what I was looking at. Well, it didn't matter because I got to go do this. But I guess what I was looking at, I think Scotty and them tee off. They said 10:34 Eastern. So I guess
yeah, Scotty's teeing off. You know, 10:30, 9:30 our time.
Oh, that's just great. I told David Carroll they ought to make the weigh-in for this tournament about 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Weigh one trout, 8:30. Call it good. See.
Well,
what kind of
box y'all got to put together this morning? A little Playmate cooler full or what?
I don't even know. No, I don't know. I told him y'all better read the rules. It's like three trout. There's some redfish. I actually caught some redfish yesterday. I ain't caught a redfish in 3 months. And I actually caught 4 yesterday. I actually went fishing for them like an idiot.
Well, to catch them, you got to go fish for them.
Yeah, you know, all our open water stuff, like we used to do there, I mean, it's windy. And if you do find them out there in open water, they're all big as your leg.
Yeah.
So you got to go do something different. I caught one on the top water, maybe 26 inches. I think Christian caught 3. They were just keepers, 22, 23 inches. Some big old flounders jumping around in there. We were seeing flounder jump. Hey, I had a flounder. I'm in like knee-deep water because if you go any further, it's hip-deep mud.
Yeah.
And I watched the flounder come eat one of these little minnows right next to me, blew a huge hole in the water, made a big old mud spot. I don't know how you catch them. Oh, look, here's David Carroll. You okay? If he texts me one more time, I'm going home.
Oh, he's texting you?
Yeah, won't know where I'm at. I'll be there when I get there. Lucky I'm even coming. But the fishing was actually good yesterday. We had to move a little bit and caught some nice fish. Because last year, it was 19 inches. And this is all true story. I'll tell you exactly where we were fishing. We were fishing on Mosquito Island because the dike was closed. Remember, from Burrow,
right.
The dike was closed.
Uh-huh.
Dude, we're getting 60, 70 bites a day on topwaters. There's 25 people fishing there every day now. But you couldn't get there. And hey, I got 20 inch fish on the button. He said, "Well, the limit's 19. I said, "Wait a minute now. You telling me I'm getting penalized for catching legal slot fish in your stupid tournament that I need 19 inchers?" That was it for me. I was done. They changed that this year. Now it's just in the slot, you know. How about getting penalized for catching 20 inch trout that are in the slot that you can't win?
Right.
I said, you take any of these.
Well, the slot's only 5 inches to start with, and then you just shrunk it by an inch. It's only 4 inches that way.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's stupid. The whole deal's stupid.
Fat pencils. Got to search out them fat pencils, man.
Yeah, the only way to do the tournaments is the way Chad and them do them now and Co. at West End is, you know, you video. Now you're real. You caught the best three fish you could catch. You know,
exactly.
It's the real deal. This slot deal, it's all just stupid. Kind of like red fishing, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's basically what it's like.
Yeah. But, no, we had a bunch of bites on top waters, Mickey. They wouldn't get going. Maybe we caught not many, about seven, I think, and I had to move. And I said, man, these fish have been right here.
Mm-hmm.
And we really didn't get nothing. And the current was kind of moving, so I trolled in there. And I think Christian and Nation, them boys can fish. I think I caught like three in a row and said, hey, man, just throw out there a real straight in because the current's coming right at you. And then I went away, and I went and did something else. I said, man, we better troll back up there. And the next time I trolled up there, I looked at my watch. It was 10 after 9, and it was as fast as you could catch them. For 25 minutes, we sat right there and caught 30 in like 25 minutes. And hey, and when they faded, dude, it went away, nothing. We're sitting there. I said, hey, just for grins, Christian, put a topwater on. Those fish ain't gone nowhere. Hey, his first cast on a topwater hooks one about 4 pounds, and a shark eats him and the lure and everything else.
Oh, God.
But the fish, that's what I'm telling them. I said, the fish never went away. They just quit. They didn't swim off. And then we had about, I don't know, maybe 10 bites on topwaters. We only actually caught one. Shark got one. And then we left. I said, let's go, man. We got to go. I'm going to go look for these guys, some redfish. So that was my story. But any kind of tail, we went through anything light. Nothing dark, Mickey, for me, is working too good. Something light, cream. I don't think we caught a fish on a dark bait yesterday.
Well, you know, yesterday morning, him and I were talking about that new color, you know, Robin's come out with it. Bass is asking that flamingo flash, that pink. With that glimmer
in it. Oh, that's a killer.
And, you know, we talked about how pink, we always do real good like December through April with it, you know, in the winter months and early spring and all that. And he said he just put it on for, you know, grins yesterday, and he started lighting them up with it. And we were just talking about how they don't eat it very good in the summertime. Say, hey, you know, if you're on fish, you're going to catch them on just about anything you got in your tackle box, you know?
Right. That's what you and I talked about. Even let's say everybody puts something dark on. You may not catch them as fast, but you're still going to catch them. I put that flamingo thing on, too, just because Robin sent them to me. And I'm like you, man. This is going to be a killer this fall when the water gets clear.
Oh, man. I love that bait.
I was fishing some crappy water. About my second cast, I caught one. But it wasn't no better than nothing else. But that's going to be a really good bait. I'm trying to get Robin to build the shrimp-colored sea shad, my little go-to one. I'm trying to get him to build that. Not trying. He will. In a little PV. That color, that bait in a little PV.
Oh, man. Yes, sir.
I think that would be killer. But the fishing's really good. I like to gripe. I ain't used to being out here.
Well, you know, we usually run, I don't know, about 2 or 3 weeks behind, you know, Cliff and them down south on topwater fishing. Their topwater fishing's really kicking off good. So, you know how good we do in August on topwaters in this bay system. You know, even in deep water, we throw them. I mean, remember that one year you had to throw topwaters on the wells to catch them. You know, because all those fish are up top, you know, swimming around the top of the water column, and they wanted top waters.
100%.
So we're getting close.
You taught us that years ago. Man, you're eating these top waters out here in this deep water. I said, man, really? I never forget, we're on 10 can on 46 years ago when we used to fish all out there. And the mulleter rafted up on it, had a rolling you, but I never forget this. He said, what about a, you know, roller? What about a top water? I said, we need what about a top water? Man, it's 10 foot of water. I mean, send it. Throw it. I don't care. We were catching them. You know, Roland didn't care. Hey, about his third cast, on about 4 pounds piles on it. And I said, well, I guess it works.
Yeah, 1 year I had rolling in the middle of Trinity Bay, and we're throwing spinner baits in 8 and 9 feet of water out there, just nuking trout and redfish on spinner baits, middle of the summer.
Man, that's something I don't do. I just don't have any. I guess I get Robin to send me some.
Yeah, but he's got a nice spinnerbait jig rig, you know, that that's really nice looking. Hillman gave me a 3-pack of them the other day when I went fishing with him. See,
they got a sea shad,
Robin. They're great.
Don't they? Ain't your trailer a sea shad? Is what they're using?
Yeah, you just put whatever you like on there. I always like. Remember them old cheap ones? Well, you can still buy them at you can buy at Academy or somewhere. They're like $1.99. Just a cheap spinner bait, you know, with a jig tail, you know, a swimming shad tail on it. And I think they're called Redfish Magic or something. Now, they'll open up on you that hairpin on there. You need to take your pliers and mash it down. That way it doesn't open up and you lose your jig off of it.
Right. And, yeah, I got you.
Me and Blaine used to buy those by the hundreds, you know, when we were fishing redfish tournaments. They're cheap.
See, my plan is I should go fish for them redfish first.
I would. If you got to have them to win, you got to have a redfish.
I got to catch them wading. And if I go do that, and I got to go trout fish with all this mud and all that gear and all this crap at the bottom of that boat.
Well, what time did you catch them reds yesterday?
Oh, it was late. It was straight up noon.
Go get the trout first, and then go get your reds.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Now, we stayed there. We stayed there and kept fishing. You know, all we got to have is three, and then you can leave. You know, I was just running my trip. We wasn't in no tournament, so we just stayed there and fished. I could have got out of there, you know, at 9:30.
Yeah.
So, but I stayed too long. But that's what I'm going to do. Well, man, watch the open for me. Give me some updates. I'm going to go get these guys.
All right, buddy. Well, get them and hit them hard, hit them early, and get it over with.
All right, buddy, man. All right, keep me posted.
All right, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come run with you.
All right, brother, 409-771-7306.
All right, James.
Hey, he's unbelievable.
Good luck, y'all.
Oh, thanks, buddy. He ain't fazed by nothing. Hey, I shared that interview that he did. That's probably one of the greatest sports interviews I've probably
ever. Yeah, I watched that the other day. I saw where you shared it. That is. That's classic.
Pretty cool, ain't it, Mick?
He's a cool cookie.
He's a cool cookie. All right, dude, I'll holler at you.
Later, man.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. Bring your friends, your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from 5-star lodging, skeet shooting, and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It is 5:37 here in the Bayou City. All right. Let's look at the weather real quick. It's that wind they're calling for today has not come up yet inshore. Looks like Eagle Point southwest at 6 to 7. Morgan's Point southwest 3 to 6. Only winds out at the buoy 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. That's south-southwest at 13 to 16. So, anyway, that's where we're at with that. Well, while we're at it, we got a little time here. Let's do a Star Tournament leaderboard update. That's for your 2025 Star Tournament, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, Progressive Insurance, and your Texas Ford dealers. Real quick, the Texas Ford dealers red tag division, and they have two red tags that have been turned in so far, you know, that were in the tournament. I don't know if any have been caught, how many that weren't in it, but so far you got Gary Merchant of Houston. He caught tag number RE1803, and Nate Appella of Hallettsville, Texas. He weighed his in down in Indianola Fishing Marina. He's got tag number RE1722. So that's for your Texas Ford dealers truck package and Haney boat, Mercury engine, Coastline trailer. And then sliding down to the blue tag division, there's four tags that have been turned in, and that's for a transport boat, Mercury engine, and Coastline trailer package. Steve Isaacs of Lake Jackson, he weighed his in at Surfside Marina, tag number 1775. And Mitchell Mays of Georgetown, he weighed his in at Terry Seaworthy, tag number BL1774. And then Robbie Pratt of Spring, he weighed his in at Surfside Marina, BL1769. And then Brian Crook of Dripping Springs, he weighed his in at Terry Seaworthy also, tag number BL1772. So those are on the board. Those are confirmed. So that's good to know. There's a lot more swimming around out there to be caught. So hope one of you listeners out there can corral one of those tagged redfish. What a prize. All right, looking at Sheephead, inshore division. We have a new leader this week, Eric Harper of Houston. He weighed his in at Linda's Sylvan Beach, 9-10. Enrique Rangel had been leading for a while with a 9-9. All your Sheephead, Charles Evans has an 8-8. Kim Coveney of Katy, an 8-6. And Raymond Zapata of Baytown, an 8-4. So Sheephead to beat right now is a 9-10. All right, Gaff Top, Cherie Andrada of Crosby. She caught a 6-14. And that's pretty good gaff top. The leader was Justin Morrison of Lumberton. He had a 6-1. Then third biggest gaff top is Gary Shepard, 6 pounds even of Orange. And all these big gaff top are coming from over there at Sabine. And they usually always do. I don't know what it is about Sabine. They just hold some big gaffies over there. Raymond Desmond of Nederland has a 5-8. And then Dana Butts of Cedar Creek has a 5-7. And then looking at Black Drum, Sue Lee's still hanging on with 11-10. She's from League City, way dead in at Sportsman Supply. That's your Black Drum. Robert Norris is 1 ounce behind her with an 11-9. He way dead in at Linda's. He's from LaPorte. Jeremiah Johnson, I remember that movie. he has an 11-3. He's from Orange, Texas. Way dead in at Sportsman Supply. So right now the two of the three biggest drum have come from over in that Sabine area. It's an 11-3. Colt North of Kuntz, he weighed his in at Lindis, a 10-14. And Jeremy Rogers of Spring, a 10-7 from Lindis Beach Bait and Tackle over there. And looking at the Hoff Power Offshore Division, Hoff Power Polaris, Kingfish, we have two weighed in now, 30-pound minimum. Carol Riley of Port O'Connor weighed hers in at the Fishing Center, 33-15. And then Oliver Barnes of Burleson, Texas, at Surfside Marina weighed in at 31-9. And then Dorado, we've got three of them on the board now, 20-pound minimum. Cameron Huebner of Fulshear weighed his in at Port O'Connor Fishing Center, a 37-3. And then Boyd Skinner of Austin weighed his in at Fisherman's Wharf, a 31-2. And then Buddy Sanders at Houston weighed in a 23-12 at Surfside Marina. Ling Cobia, 50-pound minimum. Danielle Grunewald of Freeport weighed hers in at Surfside, a 56-pound, 15-ounce Ling. And then Red Snapper, we've got 20-pound minimum on Red Snapper. And there's five on the board now. Joseph Hansen of Rocheron, Surfside Marina is where he weighed it in, a 25-pound, 8-ounce Red Snapper. Logan Crocker of Angleton, Texas, weighed his in at Surfside Marina, 20 pounds, 14 ounces. And Jamal Marshall of Freeport weighed his in at Surfside Marina, a 20-pound, 13-ounce. And Gatisha Strickland of League City weighed hers in at West End Marina, 20-pound, 7-ounce snapper. And then to round it off, fifth place, Joshua Hopper of Houston, he weighed his in at Surfside, 20 pounds, 5 ounces. So out of the four Red Snapper weighed in on the board, they were all weighed at Surfside Marina, 4 out of 5. And sliding over to the Star Kids Scholarship Division. This is scholarships from $30,000 down to $2,500. Sheephead right now, Caroline Konecki, a 9-year-old of Mission, Texas. She weighed hers in at HBT Port Mansfield, a 6-pound, 3-ounce sheephead. Roman Davidson, a 5-year-old of Beaumont, caught a 5-12. Nash Nichols, a 7-year-old of Corpus Christi, weighed in a 5-pound, 2-ounce sheephead. And Ava Cox, a 9-year-old of League City, weighed in a 5-1. And then Levi Garcia, a 10-year-old of Seabrook, weighed in a 4-pound, 1-ounce sheephead. And gaff top division for these Star Kids, Cohen Fakney of Corpus Christi, an 8-year-old, 5 pounds, 10 ounces on gaff top. Tyler Morrison, 8-year-old of Lumberton, weighed in a 5-2. Noah North, a 9-year-old of Kuntz, weighed in a 5-0, 5-even. And Nolan Norrell, an 8-year-old, weighed in a 4-7, and then rounded off Tadio Martinez, 6-year-old of Edinburgh, weighed in a 3-pound, 8-ounce gaff top. And then Star Teens Scholarship Division, these are $30,000 scholarships down to $2,500. Sheephead Hudson McBride, a 14-year-old of Cypress, Texas, weighed in a 9-1. Levi Claiborne, an 11-year-old of Pearland, weighed in a 9-0. 9 pounds even. Carson Strathakis, 17-year-old, League City, weighed in at 8'8". And Camila Gaviria, 12-year-old of Kingwood, weighed in at 8'7". And Gabriel Benavides, a 15-year-old, weighed in at 7'15". He's the fourth runner-up in the sheephead division. And to round it off, for the Star Teens Gafftop division, Hunter Morrison, a 14-year-old of Lumberton, weighed in at 5'10". And Tucker Morrison, an 11-year-old of Lumberton, weighed in at 5'5". Sounds like brothers. And have the first two spots. Joseph Morales, a 15-year-old of Castroville, he weighed in at 5'3". And Jacob Gonzalez, a 15-year-old of Port Neches, weighed in at 4'15". And Seth Stavanoa, 13-year-old of Sugarland, he weighed in at 4'12". So that's pretty much where we stand on the starboard. And good luck to everybody. It's, you know, with the weather cooperating like it is now, winds are laying down. I think there should be some new leaders next week, possibly. Everybody can get out this weekend and have a good go of it. Do it up. Catch some starboard fish. And it's a great opportunity for kids, scholarship money like that. I know when I had my Trout Masters tournament, we had sponsors that put in quite a bit of money for, you know, for the Junior Angler of the Year Award and all that, which offered some really good scholarship cash for these kids' future. And it plus it keeps them, you know, off the Xbox or whatever, video games, and out of the house, and puts them on the water, gets them the great outdoors, gets them going anyway. But real nice opportunity for kids these days. We didn't have stuff like this when I was growing up. Pretty tough. We just went for the heck of it. That was the best thing to do growing up. But as far as it looks this morning, things look really good inshore, you know, inside the jetties. And winds are down, so, and the water greened up. You know, Hillman sent me a video yesterday of a trout they caught, and he got it up by the boat, and you know, to show me how good that pink flamingo looked, that flamingo flash with it, and that trout's mouth, and the water was really green and pretty. So water is shaping up in a lot of areas that we've had some real dismal off-colored water. We still caught fish in that stuff, but it I just like my odds better when I'm fishing a little bit better visibility, cleaner water, you know, and that good trout green. Just, you know, your chances of catching better fish really go up, especially if you're a lure fisherman. Bait, even the bait fishermen like that greener water. They don't like chunking their bait in that dirty water. Their odds go, you know, odds increase with cleaner water and better opportunity. But, you know, with the warmer temperatures and calmer winds, we're going to see, you know, some of the reefs and areas that hadn't been fishable so far this year due to higher winds, and then all the fresh water that came down and mixed in, and with these currents we have just kind of stirring that water up the way it has. It's, you know, it's toned down somewhat. The rivers have dropped, and, you know, the more tide exchanges we have, the better quality of water we're going to get, especially with no wind. Wind, it kind of puts a dampers on that. Plus, you know, we're so silty in this bay system now from all the dredging projects that have been going on for goodness last 12 years. It's been a game changer. It's changed a lot of things. We've seen quite a bit of erosion impact from it, especially with the bigger ship wakes. I mean the back of Trinity Bay, I've never experienced ship wakes back there in my entire life. I've lived there all my life, and now you get ship wakes breaking way back up in the top end of the bay from the channel. That's a long ways, and it takes its toll on things. I mean, just if you fish the east shoreline back in the old days, in the heydays, and we had all those giant trout over there and all the structure we had, that's pretty much all gone. It's gone away. And a lot of natural islands that we had throughout the bay system, they're gone now. And, you know, the closing the rollover, that didn't help things either. But they are going to put us a big, beautiful pier there on the beachfront with a park and bait camp and all that. That'll, I guess they think that'll make up for it. But, my goodness, what a pass that was coming out of the Gulf into the bay, you know, and across the intercoastal into the back East Bay. That was a great water exchange for helping the water quality and everything in the back East Bay. Plus, it was a fish highway. I don't know how many giant fish have swam through that pass over the years. I know that at least I got to be a part of it and experience it back in my heyday when just legions of big giant trout would swim through that pass, especially in the winter months, you know, in the late fall, early winter. My goodness, those fish would come through there. And they used it to exit that shallow back end of that bay system, you know, when hard freezes would hit, where they could seek refuge, you know, get out to the deeper Gulf waters and survive those freezes. Now that's not possible. And if they do dump into the intercoastal, then you've got barge traffic that pretty much finishes them off when they're stunned like that. But overall, our report card on Galveston is definitely looking better as far as numbers of fish. We're seeing a few better fish show up. And I was really surprised in that Texas City Tackle Time tournament. There was a couple of really big trout weighed in. There might have been more caught, but nobody wasted their tag on them, you know, because you get the fish has got to be 28 inches or longer to use a tag on it. And there was a 7-something and then one little over 8 weighed in the Tackle Time, which is good to see. You know, they're not all gone, but they're far and few between these days compared to a few years back. But, you know, we had to overcome that extreme flood after, you know, Harvey, where I think locally right there in Baytown, 53 inches of rain or something like that. That's just unheard of. But that hurt us really big time. And then that freeze in 2021 set us back a little bit. So we're in a pretty good swing now, other than, you know, the fresh water we keep receiving. But these fish can overcome that. They'll slide away from it and move back up through it. And, you know, a lot of fish like, you know, redfish, bull sharks, and flounder and stuff, it doesn't bother them as bad. Even sheephead, they can tolerate it somewhat. A lot more than trout can. But anyway, if y'all wonder why I'm rambling on and talking this morning, is because I couldn't get anybody that last segment. I don't know what's up with Shark. He may be offshore and his sat phone isn't working. I know that happened the other morning. His sat phone, he had it ready for us, but we didn't get to call him because of the loss of power here at the studio. But anyway, but if you are venturing out, there's a lot of areas opening up now with these calm winds. You know, fish those well pads down on the lower channel, those ought to be stacking up with fish, you know, especially with the tide runner trout coming through the jetty and a lot of resident fish that we've had shoved down the channel due to fresh water and reefs in East Bay, you know, Hannah's and Pepper and Elm Grove and all that. What live oysters there are over there. If you find an area with live shell on it, you're going to, and even those new oyster farms they have over there, there's been a lot of fish caught on those lately too. And, you know, out in front of Seaver's Cut and wade fishing that south side, I mean, that's always good. That's off and on. Those fish are in and out of there periodically. But just find you a little gap and make the most of it. Best thing to key on right now is just good water quality and bait fish, you know, shad or mullet. That's good to key on. That's a good indicator. And if you got slicks in the area, those fish are popping slicks, you know you got trout. But you're going to have you'll have to, you know, look out for the man in the tax man in the gray suit. They're wherever these trout schools are, those bull sharks have been pretty bad this year. So keep an eye out for that. And if you do keep fish, wade fishing, hope you got a basket or something like that. Don't put them on a stringer. You'll lose them, if not, while you're reeling them in. But Anyway, we're going to take our top of the hour break and the national anthem and all that good stuff. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.